As regards the party politics, which would be so influential on domestic policy, if we look at the policies of the three main parties, there's no change in the Conservative programme after the war. The thrust of their economic policy before the war had been tariff reform, the idea that funds could be raised for reforms at home by placing a tariff or duty on imports abroad, with lower or no tariff on goods coming into the UK from the British Empire. The purpose of that was to encourage imperial trade and greater imperial unity. And that all continued to be the Conservatives' main creative idea in the early 1920s, although they couldn't implement it due to being in coalition with the Liberal Party until 1922. Later, electoral unpopularity meant that they watered down the policy. But into the 1930s, when the national government introduced a partial tariff reform policy, it was their big idea, as it had been prior to the First World War. The Conservative approach to such matters is of most importance to the question about the impact of the war on British policy, because they were the dominant party of the interwar years. Now, as for Labour, they'd adopted a socialist party constitution in 1918. Central to that was Clause 4, Part 4, which pledged the party to common ownership of the means of production, distribution and exchange. However, in government, the party was timid and committed to very gradual reform, as Ralph Miliband argued in his seminal 1961 book, Parliamentary Socialism. In 1923-24 and in 1929-31, the party was in government but had no majority, and so its ability to act was limited. However, when faced with a choice over 1930-31 of how to respond to the recession, they chose orthodox rather than socialist or even social democratic measures, such as cutting spending and taxes, rather than a more radical approach of spending in order to boost employment and kickstart the economy. Now, some people in British politics were arguing for an alternative approach, which hadn't been around prior to the war. The Liberal Party published its Yellow Book in 1928, offering a radical package of measures to tackle unemployment through public spending and reform of industry. Within the Labour Party, Cabinet Minister Oswald Mosley urged public spending to help the country out of recession. But the rejection of those proposals by his own party would soon push Mosley towards fascism after he left Labour in 1931.